Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Happy Monday.
I hate when you say happy Monday, because it's not Monday.
Happy whatever day it is, because it doesn't matter. All the days blend together.
Seriously, like, when you, it's like, it's not Monday. To them, it's Monday, but when we record it, it's not Monday.
Right. I'm a pro. I know when this is coming out. Is that our top of show right now?
Yep.
Well, we're delirious in our house for
it's
days.
Kind of funny though, because you're like, I was like, hey, when you say it's Monday, happy Monday, it's not fucking Monday. It's not Monday. Right now it's Friday.
Happy Friday, but you're gonna listen to this on Monday, but it's Friday for us because Jana's gonna hate me.
It's just
all
so
the days
funny.
Blend together for everybody these
no
days.
it's so true. My neighbor Molly, she came up to me today and she goes, had an interesting conversation with my son Peter today. And I was like, yeah, what's that, Molly? She goes, oh, I woke up and I said, hey, Peter, it's Friday. And he goes, what does that even mean? And she goes, you know what?
Great question.
Nothing. It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing, Peter.
I love that.
And she just like really thought about it. She's like, yeah, it means nothing. And we had this conversation where I was like, I know. I said, now that it's just us and we're not working, I don't know what day it is. I don't know. And does it matter?
Nope.
No. As long as Jace is in bed for nap and the kids are in bed at 7.
That's all that matters.
That's all that
you
really.
You could tell me it's Christmas Eve and I would be like, okay, yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. Well, I know. And we started, you know, talking about Easter and I'm like, okay, we have Easter bags or baskets up in the storage unit. And I'm like, you know, but you just went out for another 2 week haul for groceries. And then it means you strip down naked in the garage and run in the house to take a shower.
Yeah, you thought I was covered in mud.
Don't touch the kid.
You're covered in COVID.
No, but I'm just, just very.
Yes, precautionary.
Precautionary. And so, you know, you had your 2 week thing, which Michael is now going to stop doing the runs because he has very bad asthma. And I do care about his life, contrary to how some people don't think that I care about my husband. I do care about him. And I do care that if he were to catch COVID, he would be one of those that would have a very tough time with it because of your asthma conditions.
Yes.
So I will be the one now doing trips, and I will make sure that I follow all the guidelines that I have placed on you.
And I will make sure to FaceTime you while you're at the store so you get the appropriate things.
You can't FaceTime me because I can't touch anything. Mm. I know what to get. It's just you get everything after 2 weeks.
What do you mean I can't FaceTime you? You can't touch
me? Because I can't touch my phone when I'm like touching, you know, all the gloves and it's just. Anyways. So that's that.
We hope everyone's staying safe though and not being naive to the social distancing and staying at home. Just do the right thing. Please stay at home so we can get past all this.
So I want to talk about something. And we also have a really special guest. We have Tyler Rich coming on who I just love him. I love his music. Lever Wild. Is one of my favorite songs. He's coming on the show in a bit, but first, let's take a break. Okay, so I kind of have something I do want to bring up.
I didn't even know what to say. I was like, This is, usually we save things for like, therapy, but I guess this is kind of like therapy at times. So sure, why not bring it up? Let's do it.
Well, I don't want it to be two-sided, and I don't want you to feel.
You don't want to be two-sided.
I mean, I don't want.
I want it to be two-sided.
What I meant
she
to say
expectations
is,
early. I don't want it to be two-sided.
What I'm saying is I don't want it to be one-sided, because I feel like sometimes you might feel. That I'm picking on you or bringing up things from the past or doing those kind of things. And I don't ever want you to feel that way.
I appreciate that.
Because I feel like why I bring certain things up is to help other people.
For sure.
And so if we could just go into it with
that in mind.
That in mind.
Okay.
And to maybe, you
sometimes
know,
I forget that people are listening to this when we have these conversations. So.
What, honey? Oh, we're just working, baby. I love
okay.
you.
Love you. I watched Frozen 2 for the 10th time today.
In quarantine. Oh, God. So I get that. And I'm not trying to bring up the past or whatever. I just feel like something we went through could be helpful to other people.
Okay, this, bring it on.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't, but let's do it.
The board. Oh, the board. The shelf.
Let's do it.
So we had, yes, baby. What, sweetheart? You want me to cuddle you up? Okay, 1 second. Entertain the crowd for 1 second while we do this quarantine style in the house. No nanny, no help. And I'm going to go cuddle the baby up. So why don't set the scene yet. Let's leave him hanging a little bit on that. Give him something else.
Okay.
Come in, baby girl.
I don't know if any of you out there with smartphones play Game Pigeon. Oh, jeez. But it's a great way to connect with friends. Okay. It's like a game app that's through your messages. And you can play games back and forth to each other that come in as text messages. You can play darts. You can play pool. You can play Battleship. You can play four in a row. You can basically play beer pong. They call it cup pong, but it's for all us former college kids out there. It's beer pong. But no, it's great. You can play a little bit of everything. It's a lot of fun. It's a way to connect with your friends. So even if you aren't a gamer like myself, it's just fun, something to do, take your mind off all of the stresses that we're all dealing with right now. And this is not an ad, this is just a personal endorsement from myself, because I enjoy doing it. So we're going to give Jana another minute as she cuddles up Jolie on the couch. Again, this is just the joys of working from home during quarantine. So, and here's Jana, did you cuddle up Jolie?
I did, and then she goes, can I have some popcorn? Oh, so she's just like sitting pretty out there watching
Frozen. It is Friday night.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so I told them everything.
Okay. It's all my fault. Super one-sided.
Right, correct.
Got it.
Okay.
No, so, but can we just go into that? So let's put down the guards.
Yes. Swords and shields are down.
Swords and shields are down. This is just a teaching moment that we could both do better at. And this could be maybe helpful. Why don't you give the backstory of how we've been the last week-ish?
This past week we've been good.
Yeah.
The week before was a rough week. So usually we're in ruts for just a couple days, but this one lasted
about a week.
Yeah, it was a solid week. So
I think because, and I'll just say, we're so used to working from home, so a lot of people are like, oh, it shouldn't be any different for you. True, but usually we're doing, you know, we're doing stuff and I'm running here and he's got this and I've got a meeting or we've, you know.
Yeah, we still have separate
we're not on top of each other.
And even when we travel, we usually travel at least once or twice a month. And typically 98% of the time it's together, where even that at least breaks things up a little bit. Like, even though we're together, it's still traveling. It's a different scenery, a different vibe, a different mood, so it still kind of feels different for us. So I think even that, not having the travel that we're used to, is a little different.
And I feel, not to one-side it, but I just feel like I am a very inquisitive person. I ask a lot of questions, and I think the questions throughout the...
Like, if I'm walking across, like, the kitchen, Jan's like, what are you doing? I'm going to the refrigerator. What are you doing? It's just, that's just who she is.
I'm just very curious. And I think I asked you, you know, enough questions those few days that you just started to get annoyed with me.
Yeah. And one of the things was I'd built this little patio outside.
This is a good lead up.
For these bins, basically, to hold all of our pool stuff. And so I finally got around to it, thanks to the quarantine, and got it done 6 months later. So I have these, they're like mini sheds. Have these two little mini sheds up, built a little platform, looks great. When I finished the platform like a week or two ago, I'm like, hey, I text Jan, I'm like, hey, come outside, come take a look. And she comes out, and my expectation is for her to be like, oh my gosh, looks great. You're basically Hercules, and I love you so much. And she comes out, she's like, yeah, looks nice. And I can read through that immediately. I'm like, okay.
No, it did look nice.
Yeah, but you had a different expectation of what it would look like.
I had no idea. I had no expectation. So I was just more just like, oh, that's what you did. Cool. You threw rocks down and like whatever. Like, cool. It looks nice.
So
I like
she,
it.
So she proceeds to go into questions around it. She's like, oh, so, you know, is it going to be sturdy? Is it going to like, are there, you know, there's little sheds going to wobble? And she like, you know, she's like pushing it and it's like wobbling a little bit. And I'm like, well, these things aren't, you know, $5,000. Like, we got them on, you know, Amazon for like $100. So they're going to wobble even. And I even had to pick this thing up and put it on the pool deck concrete and show her that it still wobbles a little bit. It's just the way it is. And then, you know, I have it with a wood frame and these like nice gravel marble rocks to make it look a little bit more aesthetically pleasing. And she's like, oh, is the door going to open, like, even on rocks? Like, is it going to get caught? Is it going to open?
I'm genuinely asking these questions, by the way, just so you guys know. Like, I'm genuinely like, oh, is it going to open? Because I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, it's probably not going to open because the rocks are right there. But not to fault him. I'm just like.
Yeah. And then, so then.
This is just my inner dialogue, not defending.
And then I'm telling her, I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm underestimated on the rocks. I need to get a couple more bags. And under the rocks, I did soil to even things out. And she was just like, well, you have more soil in the truck, so why don't you just use that instead of... I was like, well, I already laid the rocks. I can exchange the bags of soil. She's like, okay, well, how much are the bags of rocks and how much are the bags of soil? And so I'm just getting these questions. I'm like, oh my gosh. In my head, and I don't burst out about it as much as I wanted to. In my head, I'm like, why can't I just do a job and... a wife just trust the husband that he's gonna like trust my judgment. Like, instead of having all these inquisitive questions, I understand you are a curious person, but the way I receive it is clearly the only reason you're asking a question is because it's not the way that you would have liked to have had it done.
Can I respond or no?
Sure.
That's actually not true because looking at it, first of all, I just want to say thank you for sharing. Second of all, I 1000% could, like, as you're saying it, I'm like, oh, that sounds really annoying that I'm asking all those questions. That would be so annoying. 1000%. And also, I love how it looks. I think the rocks, like the white rocks, you know, how mm-hmm. like the border, I think it looks great. Mm-hmm. I just had no idea what to even expect. So I was like, oh, like it was, those rocks was the last thing in my mind that you would have put it on. So I was just.
But can I ask to understand better? Mm-hmm. So, okay. So in your head, you're like, you had no expectation of what it was going to look like. Mm-hmm. So why not just be like, what stops you from being like, oh, like, looks great. Awesome. Like, I trust my husband's judgment. Clearly, he wouldn't do that if it wouldn't open. If the door wouldn't open, he wouldn't put rocks down. Like, that's where it
no,
causes
for
me
sure. I get that. That makes
like an idiot. I'm like, yeah. I'm not an idiot. I know what I'm doing.
No, it makes total sense. And logically, I can look back and see that. And so it's something I can for sure be better at and be more mindful of because I don't want you to feel like an idiot. I don't want you to feel like, you know, what you're doing is questioned or why, like, of course you're not going to have something that doesn't open. I think maybe there might have been that handful of times where something maybe didn't go as planned. So I'm in my mind, it's like, well, if I ask all the questions, then we won't have to start from scratch, you know, because of maybe something in the past, but that's not fair. And I couldn't even remember if, you know, I couldn't even think of a time. So, you know, yeah, I 1000% should have just been like, oh, looks great. That's awesome. Good job. Mm-hmm. But I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry for that.
Well, I appreciate it. It's things that we got to work on. Speaking of which.
That felt very one-sided.
So, well, to even this out for you. So the reason we start with that story is because.
But I feel, can I just say, I think it might be a wife thing too. Asking questions.
Right. But here's the thing. And we're going to get general right here. That does feel like a wife thing. Yeah. And as a man, it doesn't feel like y'all's questions are out of curiosity. There's a difference between... hold on 1 second. There's a difference between a question out of curiosity and being challenged. When you question something... the way y'all, wives...
We're just
overly generalizing right now. Yeah. For the sake of the argument, is it feels like we're being challenged. Because a man's mindset is like mine, where it's the only reason she would ask me is because clearly she has an issue with it.
So, and that's on y'all, men or a woman if that's roles are reversed, because that's not fair. Just because we might be passive or say a comment or a question out of like, you dumbass, not all questions, but you're reading all of our questions like that in those scenarios. Because I genuinely just like, oh, wow, like, is it going to be sturdy on those rocks? Because in my mind, I just genuinely didn't think they were going to be. And it had nothing to do to question you. I could totally see how you take that, though. But I just, there are questions when I genuinely just ask you that I feel like men and some other people might take it the wrong, you're obviously taking it the wrong way. Because I was being super just like, oh, interesting. Like, duh, almost. Like, kind of like my dad. Like, my dad would be very much like, is that an electric plug? And it's like, yeah. Why are you asking that question? Like, it's just, but he's curious, you know? Like, does this plug in?
Like, yeah, but he's an engineer, so his mind.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I know, like, but I wouldn't. The thing is, I think I understand what you're saying. I wouldn't ask you a question of something that you know better than me. Like, you know how to sew.
I do.
Okay. You don't have to sew a lot, but you do. Mm-hmm. You can. So when you sewed those buttons on, like, those couple jackets I needed done, I didn't look at it and question, well, did you go through the loop enough? Like, is it sturdy? Like,
valid point.
Or,
but why did you but use but this here's thread, but dude? Here's
which direction should you start from?
Valid I point.
Trust.
No, but valid point. Totally get that. But if you would have said, oh, do you think that'll hold? I wouldn't think, and this is, I think, again, men-wife thing, I would not get defensive if you asked me if the string that I used would have held the strength of your button onto your jean jacket. It would not offend me in the least.
You know why?
Bit.
Because we don't ask those questions.
But if you did, it's the whole point.
But that's the whole thing. We are used to your challenging questions to see what our answer is. We don't question y'all like that. We give you the benefit of the doubt.
Right. I'm just saying, again,
we're not given the benefit of the doubt, even on something that we may know better than you.
Oh, that's not true. Like, I didn't challenge you on certain things, like the, you know, hanging up the garage, whatever, yada yada.
Hanging up the garage what?
Like the pull-up bar. Like, I didn't be like, well, you should use the double whatever. Did you put that little thingamajigger in there? Like, I don't know.
No, but you say things like, is it going to hold? Will it hold
well,
you?
Well, because it's just...
No, Jana, I put it in the wall making sure it wouldn't hold me. And as soon as we put our hands on it, we're going to get a giant hole in the drywall. You did ask a question. Is that going to hold us? Why else would I put it up?
I don't know.
Yelling in the microphone. So I don't want to hear you didn't ask a question because you did.
I don't know why. It's not like I don't want you to take it defensively. It's just a general question. And I don't know why. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the only female out there. And if I am, then I'm so sorry that you have to live with such an inquisitive female. And I'll never ask a question again. But that's not true. But to all of you listening,
I'm gonna start doing projects.
Please.
And I'm going to, before I'm done, I'm going to write a list of questions. The questions I know Jana's going to answer.
Well, not anymore, because now I'm going to be like, great.
Or a list of the questions that Jana would ask. I'm going to write them out with my answer. And before I show you something, or as I show you something, I'm going to hand you the piece of paper with your questions and the answers on there. And you won't have to ask a thing.
Well, you know what? That's great. That really just, I don't know. I just, sometimes I just feel like you guys have to, again, maybe I'm the only one. If I'm the only one out there, then I suck. But I'm just hoping a few women will reach out to me after hearing this podcast and also validate that they maybe ask questions, not because they don't trust their husband, but just because, you know, there might have been a time or two that the drywall did come out or whatever. Or they're just curious.
Once again, just validates my point that you have a strategic purpose for asking a question.
Not all the time. It's, but you guys, I can understand how you would misconstrue when we genuinely are just asking a question.
These are the things that are coming up for us as we're quarantined together for a month straight so far. Let's get on to the next part of it. Where
no, I think maybe we should have saved that one because we kind of went long on that. So maybe we should save that for another
week.
No,
but it goes hand in hand.
It does, but... That was kind of long. Very one-sided. I'm very defensive and angry right now. Okay, so excited because we have on Zoom with us Tyler Rich. Yay!
What's up?
How are you doing?
We're doing well. We're hanging in there.
Where do you guys and your wife? I see your beautiful wife behind you. Where do you guys live?
So we split time between Nashville and LA. So we're in LA right now.
You're in
as
LA
soon as
right now.
Kind of started to get crazy. I grabbed the dog and flew out here and just been hanging out inevitably and seeing what happens.
So how's right. everything in LA then? Because I know you guys, it's getting hit, some kind of a hot spot. So is it super weird to just see nothing happening, or are people still interacting and what's going on?
It's funny because when I look outside, it looks like everything's kind of normal, but I know that when everything is normal again, I'm going to realize how crazy it usually is outside. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I guess I feel like I'm supposed to look outside and see nobody, but I see so many people still. So it kind of feels like not much has changed, but then you see the.
Well, we also live on a street with two grocery stores where they're lined up down the street.
Yeah. So it's convenient for us, but there's people everywhere.
How long have you guys been married for?
Six months.
Oh, wow.
So this is really...
Newlyweds. Yeah, but they're in the newlywed phase. This is where they're like still obsessed.
Right, but they're accelerating their marriage clock by like years right now. It's like dog years, like in marriage.
I know, but like at 6 months, like you're still obsessed with their like breath, like when they wake up in the morning and they're like, you know, they're every like
Your
time
morning
they
breath
walk
is so
through,
sexy.
Like yeah, like every time they walk through a door, it's like, oh my God, everything's still so cute and fancy.
That's
and
how I look
like,
at you still.
Oh, okay. I mean, how is it though?
It's been cool.
We're literally in the middle of an argument. He's whispering in my ear about how hot he is right now.
She always has it so hot. She never
but
has
I
the
did
air
it for
on.
sound purposes.
Thank
so
you.
I just shut the air off, and he just whispered in my ear, and he's like, "It's so hot." I'm like, "All right, you can ruin the sound
I'm starting to sweat, and I'm like,
"I feel like the sweating is definitely the trade-off for bad sound."
That's definitely our argument, pretty much 24/7. He's like, "Why did you turn the heat on? It's 73 degrees outside," and I'm like, "Because it's cold in here." So.
And she has on like shorts and a t-shirt. I'm like, "Well, put some clothes on, and you won't be cold."
Whatever, dude.
This is a daily argument, so we get it.
But I mean, is the bliss still there, even with being, you know, kind of on top of each other? Have there been moments of just annoyance, or are you still in that honeymoon phase, even with the quarantine?
A laugh says it all.
So,
wait, how long did you guys date before you got married? Because that'll give a little backstory.
Well, here's the thing. Ty and I are long distance. So I live in LA. Ty lives in Nashville. So our norm has always been with a ton of space.
Ooh.
So we've never really been 100% together. So it's actually been really good. But the issue is we're working from home so much. So I'm an actor. So I'm doing self-tape auditions and voiceover auditions in the living room while he's like in my room trying to record songs. So we're just more like it's a really good problem. Thank God we're able to like still try to be as productive as possible, but it's like us trying to like honor the space and each other's like creative.
We finally feel married.
Yeah, for sure.
Welcome.
How's that been with both you guys and your professions, which obviously in both professions you're typically with a lot of people, whether you're on a set or touring or whatever. How has that been for y'all, like mentally being able to be like, all right, we're just kind of stagnant right now. We have to do whatever we can to try to move the needle, but it's really hard.
Yeah, I feel like especially the first week was like scrambling and grabbing for straws to try to figure out how to instantly mold your business into this new business model of online only. And it's kind of crazy. I actually feel busier than I've ever been because it's like wake up in the morning all the way until I go to sleep at night. It's trying as much as possible to be as productive as possible. When I used to have downtime, now I'm like, I need to fill every second of every day to stay ahead of this thing. It's been exhausting. It's been inspiring, especially to see how everybody's coming together. Seeing how everybody's being creative in ways they've never been creative before and using Instagram Live in ways that we've never used it before and doing a podcast through Zoom, you know, and just all these different ways we're having to mold. Sabina's actually kind of been busier too, because now that she can self-tape, it's almost like even more auditions are coming in now.
But at the same time, like not getting paid for anything.
That's the hard
we
part.
We hear you on that. We just had to unfortunately lay off our nanny because we're not, I mean, I booked a film up in Canada and we flew all the way up there and then
48 hours we were there.
We filmed one scene and then had to come right back to Tennessee. And so, you know, things like that aren't coming in. And so we had to unfortunately lay off the nanny and that's been really hard. And, you know, because I think people expect us to be making all this money and have all this, but it's like, no, we don't. Like, yes, we're fortunate, but at the same time, you know, we still have expenses. And if we don't have money coming in, then we can't live our lives how we have lived them. So, but it's fun times. But I'm glad that you're still able to, you know, do some auditions and stuff. But it's definitely hard, especially when, you know, he's probably trying to do music in the other room. I know a lot of times when I'll self-tape, Michael is usually my person that, is the actor.
Tyler, do you read with Sabina on her selfie?
Yeah.
Do you give her tips?
My favorite is when he gives me notes.
Yeah. Hey, look, you want us to help you. You know, we're guys. We've seen a lot of movies. We can, you know, we have a little bit of education here.
How long do you guys think you'll do the long distance for?
I guess as long as we have to.
I think until we decide to have little ones. Because I think for now it really does work for us. I mean, it really worked for us. I think I find that Ty gets rather antsy. If I'm in Nashville with him for like a 2-week window, I find he gets kind of, he's busy, he's writing, he's gone all day. And I feel like he gets antsy, like he feels guilty, like he's leaving me and like as if he's not honoring my dreams too. Like I think there's some guilt that kind of sets in. So I think when we have a family, then we'll make the move to be together. But for now it's been working.
So because you guys have spent so much time apart, like what's one thing that you've noticed that you're like, that kind of gets on my nerves?
It's actually something that Ty has actually really taught me. Like he wakes up every day.
I like
day.
This. I like the way this started.
He wakes up first thing in the morning and he has his to-do list and he sticks with it. He's like 8 a.m. I'm doing this, 9 a.m. Like he's actually taught me a lot because like I'll just push things off. I'm like, I'll do it tomorrow or the next day. So he's actually, I don't know that it gets up. The first few days it was getting on my nerves because I just wanted to like sit for a minute. But now it's actually taught me that like, okay, this is why he gets so much done and he's hustling and working so hard. And it just really taught me that I can't roll my to-do list over from day to day to day.
Tyler, Jana, that's like her fantasy for me to have that trait to go by a list. Like, and not move anything. Because Sabina, I'm like you. I'm like, all right, does this really need to get done right this moment? Nah, I'm good. I'll do it later.
Yeah. You want to know? Hold on. Let me just show you what Ty got me.
The thing is, I've just got like really bad OCD when it comes to things being organized and neat. And she's kind of like a cluster of chaos.
What are those?
Timers. They're efficiency timers. They're little sand things. 15 what? Minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
They're little sand things. They're hourglasses, but they're timers.
Oh, my.
So keep me on track.
I'll be like, Sabina, this has been on your to-do list for 2 weeks. You have 30 minutes.
That is the most amazing thing. Like, do you know, if I did that to you, we would have gotten the biggest fight ever. You'd yell at me. Like,
those hourglasses like, would be broken. By the
you'd
first like, day.
You would take my hourglass and you would throw it up against the wall and it would shatter everywhere.
Uh-huh. He hasn't actually used it yet. I think if he actually implemented it and put it in front of me and I watched the sand go down, I'd go freaking nuts.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh. I'm so envious. Like the stuff we could get done together, Tyler. Like we would just, we would rule the world. Yeah. You and Sabina would just be like,
hey, let us know what we can do. We'll be chilling.
Guys just riding the Kurt coattails, just hanging out.
No, but I will say though, it's been nice, you know, just to affirm you, Mike, like you have, instead of going to your normal trait, which is a little laziness and reclusiveness, like you've really built the shed and you've really done the stuff that like has been needing to get done. So I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Kind of guy I am, honey.
We're in apartments in both places, so we can't build sheds yet, but
you'll get
I'm excited. If one of us does it.
I've cleaned a lot out. Are you not impressed with how much I've gotten rid of?
I showed up to LA with the dog 3 weeks ago and she goes, hey, so I have a honey to-do list of what a husband should do around here that has been compiling forever because I'm never here more than just a few days.
Yeah.
And one was like, rearrange the entire storage unit.
Great idea.
help her rearrange and organize all of her clothes in her closet.
Sounds awesome.
Oh,
priorities. I love it.
Oh my God.
No, it's not actually organizing. I actually need help with purging. I need him to look at me and say, you don't need this. It's more, it's not like organizing. It's actually looking, I get attached to everything.
Sure.
Like I get attached. So I need him to look at me and be like, you don't need this. We can get rid of this. I'm like, okay. So it's more not organization tasks. It's more like I need me like kick in the butt.
Yeah. Understandable. Y'all go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Tyler, what are you doing kind of with your brand and everything to build that right now? Like you're talking about you're trying to change your business model to, you know, incorporate how things are and how society is right now. Like what are you personally doing? Like where can people find you, hear stuff from you, and kind of follow?
What label are you on again, Tyler?
Valerie through Big Machine.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Very cool.
So I created this thing. So my first single was called The Difference. And so
great song, by the way.
Thanks, man. We have it crossed out and it says The Distance Tour. And so what that is three shows a week on Instagram Live. And so on Tuesdays, what I do is, because everybody's going live and everybody is trying to be, you know, get as many people to watch as possible. And so I was like, how can I be more creative and create a show that isn't just a live me sitting on my couch playing music? And so on Tuesdays, I have a show called Sing Behind the Scene. And I showcase three songwriters. And what happens is each one gets 20 minutes and they tell story. They play two of their hits and they tell the stories behind it. And then I either play a song I've written with that songwriter or I cover one of their other hits. And we do that three rounds. And then on Fridays, my new song coming out is called Feels Like Home, which is just perfect as everybody's at home. Awesome. And so we have the Feels Like Home couch concert series, which is just a traditional Instagram live show for an hour. I just take requests, hang out. And then Sundays, I've got a song called Leave Her Wild.
That's my favorite. I was just going to say, Leave Her Wild is my absolute favorite jam. I even had it all queued up to say this was my favorite. Then try to turn her into every girl you ever knew. If you're going to love her, if you're going to love her, if you're going to love her, leave her wild.
That's a jam right there.
So good, dude. I love that song. Because so many times you just, you know, it's like, just leave her wild, man. Now I see. And that's now I get it. Now meeting your beautiful wife, I get it.
And she said every time I try to give her a to-do list, she goes, leave her wild.
Ah, yes, Sabina. There's nothing he can say against that.
You leave him wild. It goes both ways. It goes from there too.
I'm going to do that.
By the way, I took leave her wild one step too far on day one of the leave her wild IG live.
Oh, yeah. So Sundays is Leave Her Wild Sunday brunch. And so at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sundays, we have this brunch that is kind of like a day drinking thing for people that can't go day drink on a Sunday. And we do it like a talk show. Like the first 10 minutes, I do news, positive stories. I don't ever play any music on this one. And
needless to say, show number one didn't have like as much structure. And I started to get more drunk. And then I just started to text friends. And
oh, no.
Join us.
Yes.
And then what happened?
It turned into like a 3.5 hour. Well, so what happens is we have a guest come on and we do a drinking game for trivia. And then they promote whatever they have going on.
Right.
And then we go to another guest. It's an hour show now. But the first one was just not, it was like the wild, wild west. And we
now it's just Sober Sunday, but before it was not.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely not Sober Sunday, but it definitely wasn't Blackout Sunday, like number one.
Oh, God. I got excited and I don't want to like make a drink because it feels like, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to take a drink. I mean, when I quit her, I'm going to commit.
Yeah,
therefore
absolutely.
I'm playing, you know? So we play this game, but we expected it to play around for 1 hour. And then I invited some more friends and we had, you know, John Party came on and Dustin Lynch came on and we had some really great friends of ours and I was excited to see their faces. And then I just kept drinking, really drinking. And then I blacked out.
So at 4:30 PM, she lays down on the couch. Basically, this is the bag. This is Sabina.
Like a little snooze.
She just puts her down. Like, oh, that's cute. She's taking a little nap. She woke up at 9:30.
Oh, my.
And she walks to the room. She goes, something's not right. What happened? She goes to the room, and she falls asleep until 10:45 a.m.
Going hard.
18 hours.
18 hours.
My body got mad.
Good for you.
Quarantine coma.
I need one of those right now.
Wow. Wait, Tyler, how long did you, you know, do the guitar, singing, song or anything before you got signed?
I mean, so I just turned 34. Okay. I was in and out of bands. I mean, since I was 19, mm-hmm. From California, from Northern California, in and out of bands, touring stuff until I was about 22. Then I went back to school, got a degree in economics for some reason.
Are you using that?
He's so smart. Oh my God.
You used it to do the timer thing, the sand timer.
With my tax system, he's very efficient for life.
The timers is what I've learned from all of this. But and then I started doing the singer-songwriter thing in LA. I probably did it for like 2 years, 3 years, and then I moved to Nashville 5 years ago. I'm trying to piece all this together. I was in Nashville. I was in Nashville for a year before I got signed.
I mean, that's huge. Mm-hmm.
But when I moved there, I moved because I was already contacted. I'd already taken some meetings.
Got it.
From California. So I went out there and met with some people, and basically everybody was like, we love what you're doing. You just can't do it out there. Mm-hmm. The best way.
Yeah. They're not going to think you're authentic if you live in California. Yeah.
Yeah.
And do country music, which just makes no sense, but whatever.
What are you going to do? And when did you guys meet along the way?
We met at Stagecoach.
Yeah, you did. She was just wearing her cute little top and her little fringe.
I had a little bandana on his face. And you could see he's got a nice little smile. But he was there dancing. And I was like, I didn't even know I like tattoos, by the way. And he's there dancing next to me. And my friends were like, that's the hottest guy ever. But I couldn't actually see his face. Just saw his eyes and his tattoos. And
I've got better eyes than it. That's why I cover it up. You know.
And I'm like, oh, my God, this who knew I liked tattoos? And I'm so flustered by looking at him. And then all of a sudden he takes his bandana off and he smiles at me.
Game over.
Okay.
It was game over because she walked away. She left.
I got very flustered and scared. I was like, this is too much.
Heard him sing?
He wasn't performing. He was just,
there.
We didn't know anything about each other. And then he was like, we must know each other. He was trying to look up my Instagram and there was no service. And then in that moment, I was like, looking at him, and I'm like, oh boy, I'm in trouble. I had just been through a real relationship, so seeing this hot, sexy man, I was like, Jesus. I was like, this can't be trusted.
She's drunk right now. It's fine.
She's saying what we're all thinking, Tyler.
This is Lever Wild Friday brunch.
So cute. I love that.
Yeah.
What were we gonna say? Then
he slid in my DMs.
Yeah, my bandana smile game was okay, but it was the DM game that really hooked her in the next day.
Slid into the DMs. That's fabulous.
That's how we
do it these
days.
I know. Well, okay, so your new song, Feel Like Home, is coming out when?
We don't know yet. So I'm actually recording it right now from quarantine and sending files to Nashville. So we're doing Zoom, FaceTime, live, real-time recording.
Very loud recordings.
Yeah, straight into my producer's computer.
Well, that's amazing, and I love you guys. I think you guys are so cute, and when you guys get back to Nashville, let's have
and we can actually be around other people
a little
again.
Wind down. Yeah, I know. I miss
connection.
Yeah, and other people. Like, I know I have you, but like, I want
it's killing Jana kind of not to hug anybody because she's a big hugger.
Oh, me too. I'm a big hugger. I love hugs.
Then, I'll hug strangers.
Yeah, you guys will have an epic hug then. So it's killing her right now not to hug strangers.
Yeah.
Do you give your number to strangers? I do that sometimes. At shows. It's a bad habit.
Oh, do you give your what?
She gives her numbers to strangers.
Yeah, no, I do too. Like on planes, like I met one of my best friends on a plane.
We are gonna be friends. I did the same thing.
Yeah, that's how. And I shut everyone else out in the world when I'm on a plane.
Yeah, but you know, it's okay. Now that we're instant best friends, when you guys come to Nashville, this is all over. We'll give big giant hugs. We'll drink wine. You can sing for us, Tyler, and it'll be great. And you can
just sit here and be me.
And
great.
You guys can talk about your tattoos. Like, it'll be awesome, and we'll just drink wine. So it'll be great.
Tattoos. Nice.
You guys, listen to Tyler Rich and Sabina. You guys are a beautiful couple. I love you guys. And thanks for coming on Wine Down.
Thanks, guys.
Can't wait to hang out.
Yeah,
see you guys.
I know. Same. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. Well, Tyler and Sabina were great.
They're so sweet.
Yeah, super sweet couple. You know, look out for them and what they're doing. And I'm sure we'll get together with them soon here in Nashville.
For sure. I was just reading this little thing from Bianca, though. She goes, she's pregnant and she's really starting to miss her glass of wine. And what did I substitute for this? Tea. I loved having tea. It was tea. And then I know it's getting warm, but if it's still cold wherever you're at, Bianca, I loved having hot chocolate with marshmallows. I don't know why. It just was so good. And then if it's for like a cold drink, I would do Topo Chico and then some lemon and ginger and honey. And it's a really nice little spritzer. Anyways, y'all have a good whatever day it is and talk to you soon.